Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is the latest show we have ever done. The topic today is Doubt the Destroyer, which Lori and I are hoping to make a series of call doing or going through the distractor implants of Access Consciousness. On this show, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information can be found on the about the Clearing Statement at www.theclearingstatement.com. Hello, Lori. How are you tonight?
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good.
Can you hear me? You're good?
I can hear you. You're kind of quiet. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, here. Yoo-hoo. Yep, I can. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we're burning the midnight oil with this one, huh?
Yeah, yes, we are. So doubt. I got to delve into the reference materials, which is where most of the processes I'll be running today came from. Let's start with a little bit of talk on doubt. Doubt and skepticism are something we use as a substitute for awareness. You are using doubt and skepticism as a way to motivate awareness, but these are just judgments, and all they can create is more judgment. You need awareness to create awareness. Choice creates awareness. Awareness creates awareness. Doubt does not create awareness. Judgment does not create awareness. Those are both the complete opposite of awareness. Doubt is
awareness.
You use to slow down everything you choose. Doubt is what we use to stop ourselves. I doubt that I can make the money to go on this trip. I doubt that I can write a book and get it published. I doubt that I can do anything I want to do. Doubt is not real. Stop making it real. It is here to stop you from having all of you. So everywhere you have used doubt to stop you from having all of you, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot
yes.
And pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What secret agenda with awareness do you have that invites and maintains doubt and skepticism as the only source of reality? And everything that is times a godzillion will destroy and uncreate it all. Right and
yes.
Wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. You said you had some stories you wanted to share. Do you want to delve into those for a minute?
Not this moment. But yeah, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what creation of doubt and skepticism are you using to validate other people's realities? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. This is something I actually recently did, but choosing from somebody else's reality is not having an awareness of your own reality, which acts like an invalidation. But it's not actually an invalidation. Invalidation and self-sabotage, none of this is what you are really doing. It is a lie. Which is why you can't solve with all the techniques in the world. The only thing you cannot solve is a lie, because you cannot find the reason it exists. You can't find a way out because it's a lie. Are you really self-sabotaging you, or just not choosing your reality? So
let's talk about that a little bit more. Yeah, let's talk about
okay.
that.
Okay. And Gary said that in this, I deleted it for some reason. When you do this, or what? I'm sorry, I'm looking at my notes and I can't find what I'm looking for. Gary says that he always asks the question, if I choose this, will it create more in my life? Will it create greater for the world? And I think this is that's actually somewhere else. Oh, there it is. Anyway, by expanding on this, we can go ahead, Lori.
Well, I see when doubt comes in, and you start to hesitate about something. It reminds me of from the Money Book where you said you ask the universe for something, but then as you start to have doubts and start to stutter or change your mind on things, it's like eroding the foundation of the ask. It's like
yeah.
you tip the golf ball off the tee. You're eroding the tee that's holding up the golf ball every time you have a doubt. And to me, a lot of the doubt, as you get more clarity, you realize it's just part of the structure of this reality, is to instill doubt in people so that they don't become as potent as they can be or as they actually are.
So that they don't change what manipulation is setting up in, before us.
Right.
Do we want to talk about how we're starting to delve into a new pathway and might be bringing that to the show?
Yeah,
so
I think we can.
Lori and I have both been playing with Jaden Fox. He's a new class on playing with time, and we're going to start incorporating the tools that Jaden uses on the radio show. To me, they're still a little... Whereas access, everything is cleared with the clearing statement, like you always say the clearing statement, Jaden has all these other cool tools, like where you vaporize and liquefy things and banish, vanquish, and then there, like for a lot of things that's what works, but there's some bigger stuff too, which, and to me it feels like a much more whole clearing than access does, whereas like I feel there's little bits of things still left when I use it through the clearing statement, whereas with Jaden's work, it sometimes just feels gone and there's so much more space when you're done with his tools.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Jaden honors Access Consciousness and started, well, I don't know where he started, but I heard of him through Access, and I know he was an Access facilitator, and then he just expanded into doing his own work and his own research and his own awareness of how he perceives things, which is exactly what we're all supposed to be doing, is perceiving and having awareness of our own universes. And for me, I'm getting a sense of more of myself. There's much more of a stillness. And I haven't had any huge life-changing decisions to make recently, but I'm excited to use this new presence and stillness of my own self that's available now, and I've been looking at some information that looks at what manipulation is, because and even with the distractor implants, I have a new awareness with going over the distractor implants, because Gary and Dana brought it up as being, well, we've been implanted with distractors from distracting it from ourselves and from what we're choosing and what we could choose. And that hasn't made a lot of sense to me. And now on some level, it's like, oh, well, that makes sense. But then now I have more space around it. And it's like, oh, I see what they mean. We're being distracted. Like, we think we distract ourselves by, oh, I'll go watch this TV show, or I'll go do this instead of creating something. Or, but now I get a sense that there are a polarity, or could be opposing energies that we have at some point in our existence brought into our reality. We were still co-creators. We were still chose them to be in our reality, but we chose it eons ago, and so it doesn't really work for us now. And it's like a buildup of all these different energies that aren't necessary or required, aren't a contribution to us right now or to the reality we're creating. So Jaden's work or playing with time has brought in a whole new level of clearing energies that came from agreements that I made eons ago that I long forgot, and it's helped open that space too. So with that angle, which we'll start to just put dollops into the shows, because there's a lot of information there too, we don't want to overwhelm, we'll bring in the distractor implants and clear those. So I am looking forward to that and see what change that creates in our own lives and for our listeners and for the planet and for the future. So there we go.
And since on the topic of distractor implants, I'd actually like to list off what all of the distractor implants are. And they are anger, rage, fury, hate, blame, shame, regret, guilt, addictive, compulsive, obsessive, perverted points of view, love, sex, jealousy, peace, life, death, living in reality, fear, doubt, business, and relationships. And I want to share a fun little story. It's not really that fun, but what really started me on like going into diving back into distractor implants is relationship. And I also want to say that we're kind of funny. We started at the end of the list, like somewhere in the middle of the list with doubt, and not, you know, we didn't start with anger because this is a nonlinear reality. And I have a process for us about nonlinearity and letting go of control that I'll share in a minute. But my fun little story, I was trying to be in relationship with someone, and he was this beautiful, sexy man. And I'm like, you know, this is all I've ever wanted, this tall, gorgeous guy. And I just I lost myself in it. And I mean, it only went on for a few months, which thank, you know, not God, but thank Prime Creator or something that you know, I didn't get lost in myself. Like, I gave up some of my dreams for a few months, like just let go of some things I was trying to create. I sat around and just waited for him to call me and shit, just because, like, ooh, relationship, this is all I've ever wanted. And then I got really silly and I started like doubting this too. So I had three distractor implants just fucking with me for 3 months. So I had love, doubt, and relationship just fucking driving me crazy. And what happens when you really find yourself getting lost in something, like love or relationship or business or reality, reality is going to be a big one, or you obsess about death or living or peace or something, if you obsess about anything, you're probably stuck in a distractor implant. And do you know a tool, right? Like, okay, so if you find yourself stuck in a distractor implant, just go all of the distractor implants that are here in the Mobius strips, creating them, and the quantum particulates beneath that, I destroy and uncreate it all, and right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And I wish I had a better distractor implant process in front of me. So I will go on to my next process, which is, what secret agenda with not having your reality are you using to maintain what you call self-sabotage, as though you are choosing, and everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
And then,
we were playing with these last night, and these are all hitting me so hard.
Yep.
Like, doubt is one of my big numbers. Go ahead with what you were saying.
I was going to say, one thing with the distractors, if you find yourself not being able to make a clear choice, I would bring up, so what no choice universe am I choosing right now to break up the distractor implant? And what have I made so vital, valuable, and real about all the distractor implants that I've been choosing? And destroy and uncreate that.
And I would like to expand on choosing distractor implants. I mean, yes, in a way, the story I just shared, I was choosing distractor implants. But what a distractor implant means is it's something we have been implanted with that is here to distract us, which, I mean, yeah, that sounds kind of basic and duh, but it's more than just choosing something. Like, it's something that's been there for lifetimes, and yes, we can choose beyond them. Yes, we can clear them. Yes, we can get rid of them and unimplant them from ourselves, and becoming aware of them is really a great gift, like knowing what they are. I'm not going to read the list again. And knowing that just really allows you to choose beyond them and create more for yourself in your life. So what physical actualization of the unchangeable and unalterable disease of potency and power are you not acknowledging as the source of creation of what is hidden beneath all distractor implants? And everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah, that was pretty potent. Say that one again.
That, with physical actualization of the unchangeable and unalterable disease of potency and power are you not acknowledging as the source of creation of what is hidden beneath all distractor implants? Oh, and everything that is, time to Godzilla, yeah. Will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, void and beyond?
Yes. I think you're frying me. I'm not even tracking this.
Yeah,
I'm
frying
now.
Myself,
so keep,
actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to
move
on to my next.
Awesome.
So.
Okay, cool.
Secret agenda with fairy tales, myths, and archetypes. Do you have that maintains never having to perceive, know, be, or receive everything? And everything that is times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So that, actually, I was going to skip over this part because it kind of doesn't feel doubty, but it was in the doubt section in one of the manuals I have. But if you continuously ask, is this going to expand my consciousness or not, it's a simple question. Most of us don't want life to be that simple, a yes or no universe where you can instantly choose everything you do with very little question. That's what most of us are looking for, is just not questioning things. You think that questioning means you have to doubt. Unfortunately, you think that doubt and skepticism are more valuable than awareness. The choice is required to choose always what you truly desire rather than what others would choose for you. And
okay.
You can't find, no, that's not it. I'm sorry. I'm fried.
Yeah.
This is about living your life in 10-second increments. When you ask, will this expand my life and my consciousness, and you get a heavy or a light, choose it. And what I've also, continuing on the story about this man, I would ask, some days, is he going to expand my life? And when I would get a yes, and I've done this with other men too, I'd get a yes that he will expand my life and my consciousness. And I thought that meant oh, we're going to get married one day, and just went into being a stupid little girl, not to negate little girls, but
didn't you
that's
go
not
more
what it
into
meant
the fantasy
at all.
And fairy tale? Didn't you go more into the fantasy and the fairy tale of it?
Yeah, and that's what I would do. When I got the light, that's where I went. But in actuality, when it expanded my life and my consciousness, I came to some huge awarenesses around, and this is talk from Jaden's body of work, and also one of his classes is called Out Creating the Matrix, and actually Jewel, who's on the line right now, brought me to this. I'm not going to unmute her right now just because, that he was a program sent to distract me. He was actually and a few other men that have been in my life too I've seen as this, but they're just here for me to get distracted with and be oh, yes, a sexy program walking by. And I just watched the Matrix movie the other day, and what distracted Neo in one of the training courses for him being in the Matrix was the woman in the red dress. And it's just this beautiful blonde woman in a red dress, and he's just who is she? And he's not paying attention to his training. So, and I had no idea that there was something so intensely out there against, working against my consciousness and the expansion of consciousness, that it would send fucking men at me like that, just to fucking,
to
fuck me up.
To work
and that's,
you.
That's really what all my dating life has been. And I'm and by asking, will he expand my life and my consciousness, and getting a yes, it was expanding my life and consciousness, just in a way. It never shows up how you fucking expect. So if you get a light on something expanding your life, it doesn't mean, you're going to spend the rest of eternity with it. You don't have to buy that fucking thing and keep it forever. You just have to let it contribute to you and grow your awareness and move on. Keep it on.
Is Jewel on the call? We could bring Jewel. We actually have a caller. Well, you want to bring her on? Yeah.
Sure. Hi, Jewel. I just unmuted you, if you don't mind. If you do mind, let me know, and I'll remute you.
Oh, I don't mind. Excuse me. I really have been enjoying your talk and stuff, and I just finished watching the movie Arrival, and I was noticing the domino effect. Like, the doubt led to fear, and the fear led to doubt. It was like, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? And it was kind of really interesting because they were just getting into, it was like, Jaden calls it fear porn. It's like, it's to, you know, get you high, get you low, and to distract you from, you know, from what's really going on. And I got a lot out of that movie, Arrival. I'm so glad I watched it. But that's what I was thinking. Okay, the doubt led to the fear, and the fear led to the doubt. And it was like they were making up this big old story, and it wasn't really, you know, it wasn't really what they thought it was. But they continued with their craziness, even though there was no evidence that it existed. Does that make any sense?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, I think that's part of the Mobius strips of the distractor implant, is it's just this big old infinite loop. And if anybody doesn't know, a Mobius strip is basically the infinity sign, where it just goes on and on and on and on and on for infinity. And you tumble into one and then another, and then you just go on this infinite loop of fuck everything, or, you know, not fuck everything, but... You know what I mean.
Well, you're talking about obsession, and that's what obsession is. You just keep on, you just go through the same thing over and over and over again, and it's like a crazy thing. It's like waiting for, you remember you were saying about waiting for somebody at the phone? It's a frantic energy. It's not a fun energy. It's frantic, and it feels crazy. So I don't know how to explain it better than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, I guess that would be something to... Go ahead.
I would say, to look, is that a manipulation? External manipulation, then?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that would be one way to really catch yourself. I want to help people be able to catch themselves in distractor implants. But if you start obsessing about anything, you're in a distractor implant.
Yeah.
And run that really powerful one. That this is from the distractor implant call. Let me pull it up again. What physical actualization of the unchangeable and unalterable disease of potency and power are you not acknowledging as the source of the creation of what is hidden beneath all distractor implants? And everything that is times a godzillion, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And a great tool I got on distractor implants from, I think it was from the distractor implant call. It might have been through a radio show Gary and Dane did. But if you have a list of all of the distractor implants with you most of the time or all times, I have them all on my cell phone in a cell phone note, like on, you know, my iNotes on my cell phone. And if I catch myself being that, I spent a few months in this distractor implant, so I'm not perfect. I'm not asking you to be perfect. You know, go through and clear all of the distractor implants, everything beneath them, and carry on with your life as an infinite being and not a distracted pile of poo.
Good job.
Let me go on to the next section I have of notes here. Doubting you what contribution is doubting you to your life, your living, your reality, and your body? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you ladies destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What contribution is not doubting you to your life, your living, your reality, and your body? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good
yes.
and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What contribution is trusting you to your life, your living, your reality, and your body? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What contribution is not trusting you to your life, your living, your reality, and your body? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And we try to use contribution as a conclusion, but contribution is never a conclusion. It's an opening of question, possibility, and choice. And would you ladies like to have anything to say on doubting you? No.
I could see where it can be a manipulation from different arenas that I would have never expected. So there seems and. To me, I have new tools that makes it easier to deal with. The level of expansion and tools that we have to play with is really making life exciting, that we can expand into new choices. And I'm just pleased with the way things are going. And the destructive implants, or even doubt, has seemed to crumble and shrink. It's not such an obstacle as much as it has been in the past.
Those clearings we ran last night on the 14th dimension, wow, those,
yeah.
those were fun.
Exactly.
For me, when I get involved into the destructor implants, it's something that I read in AA book, and it's like when you're there, it's like you can't differentiate the false from the real. It's a very strange place to be. And I learned a lot of tools to bring me out of it. And usually, I know we're not talking about gratitude, we're talking about doubt, but to be grateful for something will actually bring me out of doubt. And a lot of the other destructor implants, it will just bring me out of it when I can get grateful for something. I don't know, that may sound weird, but it works for me. It's a good tool.
No, that's an awesome tool to use, too.
Yeah.
Another way for us to use gratitude to expand our life. Awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to be the gratitude that I truly be? What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to be the gratitude that we truly be? Because we are, we are gratitude. We are not a distractor implant. We're not doubt. We're not all that crazy stuff.
Fear.
We are creator
fear,
beings
anger.
Sent here.
Yeah. We're gratitude beings. That's well said, Jewel. Thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing me to talk.
Sure.
We do have 90 seconds left. I did want to end the call with the out-of-control process, so just because I think it's great to be out of control. So what energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be out of control, out of definition, out of form, structure, and significance, out of linearities and concentricities for all eternity, and everything that doesn't allow that, destroying uncreated all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
That's awesome.
And
cool.
Lorian can be found at www.living-in-magic.com. I can be found at facebook.com/Danielle.Bearre, B-E-A-R-R-E. And go ahead and like the Carousel of Consciousness on Facebook, facebook.com/the Carousel of Consciousness. It might just be Carousel of Consciousness, but you can find us there. I'm pretty sure there's a link on our Blog Talk Radio page. Thanks for joining us, Jewel. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.